we're two fat laddies, as you both can see, but we managed it round today. I think it was worth noting that it was a real family event, and there was people of all age. A dog beat me. I remember a black Labrador passing me just in the home straight, and I thought, well, I better pick it up. If I'm going to get beat by a dog, things aren't good. But there was loads of people running for different reasons and different causes, and their own maybe personal reasons as well. And, you know, just before we started, it was quite emotional. I noticed a few people with, you know, doing this for you, grandma, and a picture of grandma, and doing this for you, sister, and daughter, even. So I'm really glad I took part, and I didn't think I could run 5K last week, far less than anything else, and there's probably a lot of people in the same boat just now.
Well, I have to say, maybe running's a bit of a stretch for both of us, but at least we made it around without, you know, needing the help of an ambulance or anything, which is...
Well, there was a couple there for you, just in case.
We appreciated that, Ken. It's a nice thought.
But that's, the race is graded, isn't it? They've got the so-called elite athletes up front. They've got plodders.
Yeah.
They've got kids.
Yeah.
With their mums and dads and grandkids and grannies. And if you want to walk, you can walk. So it's not a race. It's just a bit of exercise. It's exactly. Just a bit of community spirit. And as I say, there's a lot of very useful funds raised for varying charities, and whatever money's raised that comes in towards marinas will go to, in some way, shape, or form, some cancer. Part of the fundraising. So it's gone to the hospice before and various other places. Anything that comes in there goes.
And that's the Marina Dog Leash Appeal.
Yeah, but it's something up here, it'll be worthwhile that Marina will decide what's the best cost to use it for. So
yeah.
Money that comes up here, the money that's raised up here stays up here. Sure. Obviously, Marina's charities registered offices in Liverpool. Right. Rent, but we don't take the money for here down south. The money that's up here stays up here.
Worth pointing out that Kenny and his wife Marina have driven up from Liverpool this morning. You left at what time?
Allegedly 5:30. I only had one eye opened.
And obviously you've got a few more pressing commitments these days, so I suppose we should say thank you to you for coming, for making it, you know.
Lucky result yesterday, though, wasn't it? Beating Wolves 3-1.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be your team in Mark, wasn't
it? My team, yeah.
I was preparing for the Santa Dash. I was preparing for it, and I was determined to beat my best time.
Which is?
An hour.
And that's in a car.
That was only half the track. But then I got a phone call, obviously, when I was on holiday. I was high altitude training for the Santa Dash. I got a phone call, so...
Was that the bar at the top of the ship?
Unfortunately, I've not done anything since then.
Fair enough.
That's my sad excuse for no running. But when I saw everybody lining up to start the race, I thought, I've missed it here. I'm missing something, because it's a great atmosphere when you're running. And I ran around with a guy, I don't even know his name, 1 year, all the way around, because he was the same pace as me. And you always find somebody that's similar to yourself.
Yeah. Well, in our case, or my case, a black Labrador. But
I mean, you've seen the nick of the two, us and the two fat laddies. I think we look quite good in red and white.
Absolutely.
You know? No chance you're going to sign this up, no?
I think the suit only fitted two people. So the title is appropriate.
But joking apart, I mean, we've both got medals. That's him dangling on the table. But sad as it sounds, they will actually take pride of place in our bedroom. And anybody else is a fat laddie, shall we say, who's listening to this. We're 3 weeks into the training regime. We're trying to lose 5 stone in a year. And Sean's already 1 stone down, and I'm just 13 pounds. So it can be done. Take heart in what we're doing, and join us, Mia. And thank you to you chaps for sparing 5 minutes with us.
And you guys can give us the details for the charity if anyone else wants to throw a few quid in. And we'll put them up as a link along with the podcast.
Magic. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.